Welcome to another edition of Giants Training Camp Live from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Temperatures once again in the 80s with high humidity here in Bergen County. Hi again, everybody. I'm Paul Dottino. Glad you could join us for another edition here on MSG Networks. I'm joined by Sean O'Hara for today's program. And, you know, the Giants were off today, Sean, but we're busy working, and the trainers are always working on the off day, too.
Yeah, it's an off day in training camp. It's all about recovery. And for the players that are injured, they're getting treatment. But for the players that are practicing, they're trying to recover. You get in the cold tub, you get in the ice, maybe even come and get a workout, get a stretch in. It's a good day to try to get ahead of the curve when it comes to the grind of training camp, which they're right in the middle of.
Now, everybody knows the training camp schedule is a little different than the regular season schedule. The last 2 days, the Giants had full padded practices. Those are rare these days with the new CBA. They also had nighttime practices as well this week, Sean.
Yeah, Paul, you know, it's a new era in football when we're talking about back-to-back full padded practices. Normally, we would have two in one day, but this team needed the work. Obviously, coming off of the first preseason game, you have to get into full pads to try to simulate the leverage game, to try to simulate the speed in the full pads. And, you know, listen, the offensive lines and the defensive lines, you practice differently when you're in full pads. So that part of it was crucial for them. And then for the night practice, you know, as a player, trying to get your body acclimated and practice at, say, 10 o'clock in the morning or 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon is different when you're having preseason games at 7 o'clock at night. So the night practices are great for the players to get their bodies acclimated to playing later on at night, going throughout the day, and prepping your body and your mind for the game at night. But the night practices, Paul, as a player, you love them because you don't have night meetings that you have to try to stay awake in.
Yeah, night meetings, which a lot of times forces guys to go to sleep.
Coaches like it, too.
Let's take a look at the injury report. And, you know, the Giants lost four defensive backs to injury during the first half against the Bengals. Then yesterday at practice, George Selvey tweaked his knee and had to come out of the workout. I know that was something the Giants were very disappointed to see because that defensive end rotation has been doing fairly well during camp.
Yeah, and it's certainly a competition that they talked about. It is, you know, listen, somebody's got to step in for the absence of Jason Pierre-Paul. So to lose George Selvey, I know he plays a lot of positions for them, and he's also a very good special teams player.
Now, one of the other guys who was out there at least doing something on a limited basis was Nat Burhey coming off of the calf injury. Cooper Taylor was not working. He had the toe. You saw that on the list. Hamstring injury with Tremaine McBride. But he was able to do some work yesterday. Important for him because coming into the season, we thought he might be the lead guy for the nickel. Experience is important considering the safeties don't have much experience.
Yeah, I mean, this safety position was young coming in, you know, with Landon Collins being the rookie and, you know, now Bennett Jackson kind of making the conversion from corner to safety. So they bring in Brandon Merriweather. And listen, for these young safeties, this great opportunity right now to get out there and get some reps because with Landon Collins being out with the knee injury and with Brandon Merriweather trying to play catch-up, there's a lot of rotation, a lot of competition. I know Dave Merritt loves the competition aspect at the safety position, but that's a position that is very dependent on communication, on familiarity. So you need guys out there, you want them competing, but you need guys that are together so that they're all on the same page because they have to talk to John Beeson. They have to communicate with the middle linebacker, make sure that the linebackers and the safeties are all on the same page with the coverage.
Now, you know, talking about the defensive backs, the Giants had a no-name player, for lack of a better term, who's been in the league for a few years, and he made an impact with an interception in the game against Cincinnati. His name's Trevin Wade, and he has caught the coach's eyes.
Glad you brought Trevin up. He's done a nice job. And when a guy steps up, he's around the ball, and he's making plays. He made a big one at the end. I think you have to recognize that because at first I don't think anybody really knew where he was as a player, but it's good to see him. I'd like to see more guys do that.
And, Sean, you can understand how a guy comes from nowhere to inject himself onto the radar screen.
Yeah, I mean, Trevin Wade, a former seventh-round pick, you know, these are great opportunities for him as a player. I know as an undrafted player myself coming out, these preseason games, those snaps right there and those plays are great for him, not just to try to make this New York Giant team, but when you're a young guy like that trying to make a name in the league, you realize these preseason games are so valuable because now that's on tape for all 32 teams. Everybody gets to see that, and so you're not just trying to make the New York Giants. You're trying to make any roster you can across the league.
Well, on the flip side, the Giants have plenty of recognizable names in their offensive backfield. We get a listen from John Schmelk, who examines what's going on with the running game.
Thanks a lot. We're joined by running backs coach Craig Johnson. Coach, you got to see Shane Vereen in practice against the Bengals, then the first time live bullets against the Bengals on Friday night. How do you like the way he's coming along in this offense? Is he learning everything? Does he have everything down pat?
Very sharp guy. Really picks up our offense well. Plays like a veteran. He's been there. He's been all the way to that Super Bowl championship, which was what we're trying to get to. And so I think that the guy brings a lot to the table. He's quick. He's really smart. And he knows his pass protections. He knows his routes. And so he's been a really good asset in our room so far.
All right, I want to talk about coming with a couple of the young guys. Orleans Darkwa, from watching on television, from the outside looking in, looked like he had a tremendous game on Friday. Did the game tape tell you the same thing the next day when you watched it?
A lot of times, as the players know, you're never as good as you think you are from the stats, and sometimes you're not as bad. But in his case, he was just as good as the tape showed. I thought that the guy really, really had a good game. I told him he was, I thought, in the backfield, the best back on the field that day. And so I hope to see that continued process. But he did a lot of things right. I was really impressed, and he knows he's got to keep it going.
Now, Akeem Hunt, everyone has seen his speed. We saw the kickoff return. How is he doing in the other aspects of the running back position, learning the playbook, pass protection, things like that?
It is a work in progress for him. Akeem came to us from Purdue, which he was basically in a read option offense. All the protection adjustments, all of the route changes, all of the run game from the different schemes, a little different for him. So right now he's a work in progress from the backfield, but it's impossible to ignore his speed. He's done a really good job when he's had his touches. We just got to continue to get him to be a more consistent player, as it usually is with the younger players.
Finally, guys like Darkwan Hunt, they see Vereen, Williams, Jennings, guys with NFL experience that have had production. What's your message to those two guys if, you know, they think it might be too crowded back there for them, to give them motivation to come out of here and show their best on the field?
What I tell them is don't ever count numbers, because you just never know. Be known for something. If you are not the starter as a young player, the number one thing to get recognized is to be good in special teams and be known for something, because that's going to help you make a roster spot. A lot of young players have broken into the league doing that, and then when their opportunity comes to play a lot from behind the line of scrimmage, then they go show that. But if you're not right now the starter, be really good, because again, the head coach notices that.
Coach, we appreciate the time.
All right, thanks, John.
And the running backs will be a position everyone will be keeping an eye on all summer long.
Well, it is a numbers game at running back. Sean, it's going to be awfully hard for both of those guys to make the team, Darkwa and Hunt.
Yeah, they're battling for it. And Coach just mentioned the special teams aspect. The more you can do, you know, in the other phases of the games, on punt team, on kickoff team, that's another feather in your cap. I really liked what Orleans Darkwa did. I liked the way that he got vertical. And think about this. He was, by the time he got in the game, some of those reps were with a hodgepodge of offensive linemen. So the fact that he was able to get positive yards, get vertical, and then the best part about a lot of those runs that Darkwa had, he finished. You saw in those highlights, he was running through defenders, bounced off defenders, one guy couldn't tackle him. You know, you love to see that out of a running back.
Yeah, that really jacks up offensive linemen. Okay, now this week the Giants are home for Jacksonville, but last week they were in Cincinnati. We'll find out a little bit more about their trip when we come back after this on MSG.
The Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts today at HessToyTruck.com to get the latest news and information on how to buy your Hess Toy Trucks this year. You won't want to miss out.
And welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live. Glad you could join us tonight on MSG Networks. We told you that last week the Giants were in Cincinnati, dual practices with the Bengals before the game. There was a lot of fun going on, also some serious business. Let's take a look inside with a Giants life.
Hey, Giants fans, it's Weston Richburg here. Why don't y'all come on in? It's an off day today, so we're just hanging out. This is my wife, Marley. Really not doing much today, kind of enjoying the day off. Had a little lunch, watching a little TV. We're going to take a seat for a little bit and just relax and enjoy the time off from practice.
During the grind of training camp, getting in a little R&R is crucial, whether you are a second-year player or a seasoned vet. But in Prince Amukamara's case, off days usually require a balance of work and play.
I just finished my massage. Now I'm about to go put some work in this commercial spot that we're about to do.
Is he doing double knots last season, Carl?
It's so good. It's really good.
While Prince has some fun in front of the camera, Richburg enjoys watching from afar. But apparently, it's not easy getting away from the office.
This is one of our favorite shows, so I think I've watched each episode at least 3 times. So, and it spans, like, the whole show spans over, like, 10 years almost. So that shows you how much of a life I have, I guess. But it's fun. We enjoy it. She actually likes, what's it called, Total Divas?
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's a big Total Diva fan. So that's her dream one day, is to become a Total Diva. So she's working on her her wrestling technique. We actually watched, was it Monday Night Raw last night? She's training. She's kind of studying film right now, trying to get a good idea of what it takes to be a diva.
Speaking of divas, in between takes, Carl Banks attempts to prevent Prince from earning that title with a dosage of humor.
What is my role? To be annoying to you, right? Yes. I'm of service, but obviously I'm useless to you. Hey, Prince. I didn't know you were such a big timer. You know, you're big timing me now. And I tell everybody how nice and humble you are.
I'm having a great time.
Humor is clearly a part of the Richburg household as well, and while off days are important for the newlyweds, football somehow always finds a way back into the conversation.
It's nice to, you know, for the body, I guess, and the mind to kind of get away, but in some ways I kind of do enjoy having schedules and stuff to do every hour. So, but it's always nice to come back and spend time with the old ball and chain. It's fun.
It's me and Crow. We're going to Cincy right now.
Yeah.
Wish us luck.
About that time.
In order to give the team some different looks leading into its first preseason game, the Giants hold joint practices with the Bengals. Due to a groin injury, Prince is forced to be a spectator. But that doesn't mean he won't stay active.
Brandon, down in distance!
Unlike Prince, Richburg has a chance to put on the pads, and going up against the Bengals' D-line has great value.
See, I think for me as a young player, it was good to be around that kind of, you know, those kind of players, and see what they do, see how they get better. So I thought it was good. I think we did some good things up front. I got a little excited. It's good stuff. It's fun to have.
Well, the good news for Weston Richburg, he's back in his natural position of center, which he played at Colorado State. Our center here on the set knows all about having to play a little guard and a little center during your career.
Absolutely. And you know, talking with Weston last year, I mean, he embraced the fact that he had to move to guard, and he realized that it was going to make him a better center. And I think I've seen that in training camp thus far against Cincinnati. He got his first live game action, so it's definitely an adjustment when you go from playing guard, not having to snap the football. Now all of a sudden, your number one job is to get that ball to the quarterback. But I thought he handled himself really well. He was very stout, did a good job with the protection calls. He and Eli, they're getting a nice working relationship together.
Now a little center exchange coming up later on in the week on Giants Training Camp Live. Sean had a chance to sit down for a powwow with one, Weston Richburg. When we come back, we keep it along the offensive line, and we check in with Sean and first-round draft pick Eric Flowers. He made his pro debut at left tackle against the Bengals last weekend.
The Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts today at HessToyTruck.com to get the latest news and information on how to buy your Hess Toy Trucks this year. You won't want to miss out.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center here in East Rutherford, New Jersey. You know, we were talking about Eric Flowers before the break. First round draft pick, 6'6", 330 plus pounds. He is a big, big man. Well, he took a break out of his work schedule to talk to our own Sean O'Hara.
Eric, you got your first live game action against Cincinnati Bengals. How'd you feel out there, and how'd you think you did?
I felt pretty good. It got better as the game went on. I did pretty well. I'm just looking to improve next week.
Coming into camp, you know, you were prepping for right tackle, you know, and then with Beatty getting hurt, now you go to left tackle. Do you feel more comfortable in a left-handed stance or a right-handed stance, or is it the same to you?
It's the same to me. I mean, I've been playing left since high school, so it's something I'm probably more used to, but I could play either side.
When you watch film on yourself, what's the one thing right now that you're really focusing on trying to improve on?
I really just focus on my technique, you know, hand placement, pass pro and run blocking, just my overall technique.
What's your mindset when you're out there playing, you know, as far as one-on-one going against a guy? I mean, are you mentally thinking about, hey, I want to wear this guy out?
I just want to win the overall, just the battle each play. Really just looking out to go out there and get a win, so.
How comfortable you feel with the plays, with the calls that Richburg's giving you, and you know, with Eli, change of protections at the line of scrimmage, how comfortable you feel in this offense?
Yeah, I feel way a lot more comfortable than I did the first time when I first came in. Right now, things have gotten a lot better. It's more coming more of a second nature. Things have slowed down a little bit. And just looking to continue learning and getting a better grasp.
All right, cool, man. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you play this week. Good luck. Keep those hands inside, big man, right?
Well, you know, you could see Eric is very focused. He practically tuned Sean O'Hara out during that sit-down. He played roughly two dozen snaps against Cincinnati last weekend. What did you think, Sean?
Well, he's definitely got that steely-eyed focus, Paul. And I think one of the things that I really love about Eric Flowers is he's a fighter, and he's not going to take any crap from anybody. He sticks up for himself. He sticks up for his teammates. The knock coming on out of college for him was just his hands. He has hands outside. That's something that he's really working on. He's trying to keep his hands inside. And I love his anchor ability. In one-on-one pass rush, when he gets bull rushed, he's got an ability to drop his hips and anchor and stop his feet. That's something that not every left tackle has. But when he gets his hands inside on guys, it's game over. It's lockdown city. And I think he can really lock this position down at left tackle for years to come for the Giants if he plays well.
Now, this weekend against the Jaguars, Jared Odrick is the starting defensive end opposite Flowers. So what are you looking for from that matchup, and maybe how many more reps does he need to keep honing those skills?
Yeah, this is going to be his second game, so things are going to be a little faster, going to get cranked up a little more, and I think he's going to see a lot more movement from the defensive fronts. Gus Bradley loves to bring pressure. He likes to move his defensive players, so it's going to be a good challenge for him.
All right, there's a familiar face around these parts, and I'm not talking about Sean O'Hara. I'm talking about somebody on the coaching staff. He's on the offensive side of the ball. We'll find out more about him when we return after this.
The Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts today at HessToyTruck.com to get the latest news and information on how to buy your Hess Toy Trucks this year. You won't want to miss out.
And we are back on Giants Training Camp Live, our final segment of the program. And, you know, Eli Manning has himself an old friend when he looks at the films here at the Giants facility. It's a guy who used to be here a few years back and has made a second time around. His name is Mike Sullivan. Great to see a familiar face. Mike, it's been 3 years that you were out of the organization, now back in. And, you know, I'm sure you've grown since then, and Eli's probably grown since then. What are some of the things, though, that you've noticed that have certainly been a little bit different?
Well, I tell you, it's wonderful, first and foremost, to be back. What's different, you know, certainly the scheme, certainly what we're doing from an X and O standpoint. We have an emphasis with the players, tracking everything from the GPS to the diet, and the exercise science aspect of it has changed. But, you know, what hasn't changed is what a wonderful organization this is. What a wonderful group. How honored it is for me to be working with Coach Coughlin and to be back here and to be with a guy like Eli, who's just the ultimate professional and just a joy to be around. That's been special.
Now, you have been an offensive coach at all the different levels, receivers, quarterbacks, offensive coordinator. You've done them all. I wonder, when you're working with the quarterbacks, how much does that help, the fact that you've had the well-rounded experience in all the different situations?
It helps out a great deal. The quarterback is tied into all aspects, the protections, the run game, the passing game, the route adjustments, and the fact that I've you know, been in those shoes. I've coached those receivers. I know some of the challenges that they have, some of the issues, some of the concerns, you know, having coached the quarterback position. And then as the coordinator, when you're responsible for the whole ball of wax and trying to tie it all together, I think I have a greater appreciation and understanding, and I'm just, again, really, really excited to be here to be able to help out in any way possible.
Now, as a teacher, how do you juggle the fact that you got an old dog in Eli and you got a young dog in Ryan Nassib, and you're trying to coach them both up, but I'm sure they both have different things that they need to work on? Yeah.
Well, I think it's a great point. Both of them are extremely hard workers, which makes my job much easier. Both guys are professionals, and in a lot of ways, you know, compete with each other to see who takes the best notes, to see who is the most prepared, to see who can catch any mistakes in the script. So they're both, you know, they keep me on my toes, for sure, in the meeting room. We're going to focus on the things that Ryan can improve on. It's going to be unique to him to get him ready to go if he's called upon. And things that will be particular to Eli. But the main thing is both of them, in many cases, will be working on the same things. They'll just be competing with each other to see who does it better.
That is Mike Sullivan, and it's great to have him back.
Mike's one of the real nice guys around the facility. And, you know, his demeanor, Sean, is just perfect for Eli Manning, is it not?
I love Mike Sullivan. He was one of my favorite coaches when I was a player. And, you know, he's a nice guy, but don't let the nice looks fool you, Paul. He loves Brazilian jiu-jitsu. He loves the MMA. And I know that mantra for Sully is just like the art of war. The best way to prepare to avoid war is to be prepared for war. And that's what he brings to the quarterback position, to the meeting room. He makes sure that they're all prepared, and I know Eli Manning, he's had productive seasons with him before. He'll have another one this year.
Eli had a token appearance last weekend against Cincinnati. What do you expect to see from him against Jacksonville?
Well, I think Eli's going to do a better job on third down specifically, but, you know, we saw early on this offense sputter with a couple of back shoulder throws. There was one back shoulder throw to Reuben Randall that didn't connect, and then a missed throw with Odell Beckham. I think they're going to get that polished up. You're not going to see those inconsistencies. And then on third down, we saw a slant route that should have been converted. Eli took that. He wanted to move the chains. He had a shot downfield he could have taken. I think we'll see him take more shots downfield this week.
Sean, great to see you again.
Thanks, Paul.
We'll be back on MSG Networks every weekday, 6 p.m. on Giants Training Camp Live. So keep it up here.
NFL Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL. Get Ticketmaster verified tickets with NFL Ticket Exchange. The Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts today at HessToyTruck.com to get the latest news and information on how to buy your Hess Toy Trucks this year. You won't want to miss out.